Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good and mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love understanding. Our Father, who is in heaven, he can provide us with great understanding. Because of what Jesus did, he bridged the gap between God and man, and he brought us to the point where we can receive knowledge from the Holy Spirit. And we can gain understanding as we obey him and as we live, as we seek his counsel. And many people miss out on these things because they have not seen others do that. The Lord can provide you with great and perfect understanding of things. Just enter into his presence with praise. And when you study the word of God for yourself, study it in faith, believing the words of God. Notice how God solves problems when people have problems. Notice his character, his great love and devoted love towards people, even his enemies. There was a high-ranking soldier. He was going to die. And his servant was a Jewish girl. And the girl said that there's a prophet in Israel that can heal you. And he went to Israel and he sought Elisha. And when he came, the prophet told his servant to go and tell Naaman to go and dip in the Jordan 7 times. And he did. He didn't want to. He thought the prophet would come out and stand up and make some great prayer. But the prophet didn't even come out to him. He just told his servant to tell him what to do. And he did it. And he was healed of leprosy. Now, leprosy was a death sentence. You couldn't be among the people because you'd spread the disease to them. You had to live in another quarter, even in Israel. And his skin was good as new. God loves people. Anybody that seek him can find. They can find their answers. Anybody that knock, God will open up to them. And he won't throw what you did in your face. If you repent of it, then he'll start a relationship with you. He went through a lot of trouble. Wars were fought. The enemy was trying to destroy Israel because the enemy knew that one day there would be a seed of woman that's going to give him a great threat. And he knew that there would be a seed of woman that would rise up and destroy him publicly. Not just before the people of earth, but heaven is watching as well. So he didn't want to be defeated in front of heaven and in front of the people on earth. The same people he used to master through Jesus Christ, they have the authority to master him. And he didn't want that. So he would start wars, all kind of trouble against the country of Israel. And he hates Israel because that's where the Savior came from. Israel it came from the lineage of Shem. You've heard the word anti-Semitic. That means that they hate the people of Shem. Shem is the great-great ancestor of Abraham. God made a covenant with Abraham. He gave him a son of promise called Isaac. And then Isaac's son was Jacob. And Jacob had 12 sons, which are the 12 tribes of Israel. Now, this is the way it is. And the enemy hates Jesus. Jesus came from the tribe of Judah. And that's why he hates Jesus, because Jesus bridged the gap between God and man. So the enemy creates religions, He creates wars. He influences wars. Even now, even in the tribulation period, he's going to hate the woman that had him, which is the country of Israel, which was Mary. Mary was Jewish, a descendant of David. Now, and the Lord's going, but see, Israel became blinded because they kept getting in idolatry. But the Savior still came through that nation. And there are Jews that do get saved. But most are blinded because of a continual idolatry. Sowing and reaping is a factor that God has to work with. If you sow something, you got to reap something. They kept getting into idolatry, so they reap blindness as a judgment. Because they would have interfered, which they did interfere with other people's salvation. And that sin, it gets full and it has to do something. It has to go somewhere. The wages of sin is ultimately death. All sin have that in common. But the Lord, our God, the work has been done. The Savior came. He gave us authority. And the Holy Spirit can give you whatever wisdom you need. Whatever wisdom you need, he can give you. And he can help you understand things. You don't have to be in the dark. And you don't have to use your upbringing as an excuse anymore. Now, I said a few broadcasts ago that the way we see God is shaped by our first authority figures. Not just parents, preachers, school teachers, adults that we're around, aunts, uncles. Children look to adults for food, for shelter, for protection, for wisdom. These same people shape the way you see God. Now, children that are raised in a false religion, their parents left them great hurdles to jump. Did you know that some people, they love the truth so much that they want to know? There are many Muslims that would love to know the Lord and have a relationship with him. And I've talked to some. I said, well, the Lord told me this. Oh, no, the Lord doesn't talk to people. Yes, he does. He talks to me. I've seen vision. I've had dreams. I've been saved. I had a motorcycle wreck, and I was miraculously uninjured. I almost got ran over by two cars on the freeway. And the angel was right there with me. Yes. If you're a Muslim that believe God don't talk, that's not true. God talks by the Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ. Or any other religion for that matter. I'm not picking on anybody, but that's just the way it is. I don't like lies. There are good people that the enemy have lied to. I don't hate people. I care about them. And through deception, if he can get the parents off track, it's easy to get the children off track. Satan is at war. Now, people don't think they're at war, but Satan is. Now, God is not at war with you. God is at war. Satan hates God, so he tried to attack you. Now, I'm making it personal. The only way to get out of this alive and thrive in this world and in this life, you're going to have to take God at his word. The word of God has been proven. It stands against all darkness. It illuminates your heart and your mind. It renews your mind. The only way to conquer deception is to receive the word in your heart. There's a scripture in Proverbs says, guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. When the Lord give me something to do, an instruction, something that he wants me to do, I receive what he said, and I immediately say, I'm going to do this. I confess it, because I know that there are satanic challenges against what God wants me to do. See, your relationship with God blow all the lies of Satan out of the water. All of them. Because darkness can't comprehend the light. God backs up. He'll back you up when you're in him. No matter who's against you, he's with you. You don't have to fear evil. You don't have to fear danger, terrorism, hatred. Not being promoted on a job. Promotion comes from God. It don't come from man in the first place. So all the people you're trying to falsely please, you can stop that. Just do the will of God. And you'll find yourself in charge. You'll find yourself well off. And God can take a little bit and bless you beyond what even your boss makes. See, well, what you sow in this life, you have to reap it. Keep a good attitude. Learn all you can. Be the best at what you do. Not in competition, just be your best. Be humble towards God. Love man. When they do you wrong, don't sweat it. Love them anyway. Be good to them anyway. Give them ideas that'll help the company go forward anyway. Or give ideas that'll help the ministry go forward anyway. See, competition is in the church too. Yeah. People try to get buddy up with the pastor so they can get positions and things like that. You don't need to do that. Just do what you're supposed to do. And God will fit you where you need to be fitted. And wherever he fits you, just be faithful with it. You don't have to be the leading preacher. You don't have to be the leading singer. Just love God. Let all the competition go. And anybody else, just if they do well, thank God for them. And be sincere about it. That's the heart of God. That's the move of God. Don't let what you do drop to the ground. Don't do what God has given you to do, drop, fall to the ground, and you forget about it. No, build it up. Do what God said do, because he will provide you with great understanding. The things that attract the Holy Spirit is your love, your kindness, your zeal to do right. Don't never trust falsehood. Never trust lies. Never trust deceit. You don't have to backbite. You don't have to tear other people down. That's what Satan does. Build people up. And your enemies, pray for them. Preach, I don't like my enemies. Love your enemies. Love all your enemies. Pray for them till you at peace. You don't want to stand before God with any form of unforgiveness in your heart. Because you're barely to make it in heaven if you don't. You know, some people are not going to heaven. They've gotten saved, but they won't forgive people. I've heard so many times people have, preachers would pray for them, and then the people wouldn't get any better. And some preachers seek God about what to do. Lord, they're not getting any better. What's going on? And the Lord will reveal that they got unforgiveness toward their sister or brother or somebody. And you have to deal with it. But the Lord provides us with great understanding. And I love him. I love his ways. I love his word, his truth. He's about relationship with you. He wants a relationship with you. He wants to be able to talk to you about all things. But this is not preached because people don't do this. They're putting out the fires in their life. They're trying to get over the little hurdles that's before them. And their mind is on surviving and not thriving. In Christ, you have to do your daily business. You have to go to work. You have to do what you're supposed to do. It takes a long time. It takes a great chunk of time out of your day. But I promise you, if you take the word of God and study it and think on scriptures you have something for the Lord to work with. And he will. And then he can instruct you and show you things that you need to know. He can give you his wisdom, his perspectives. And you grow. Never leave him out of your day. Let him be a part of your right now day. Because through that, he can train you for greater things. God loves people, all people. And everybody needs to do this because you don't have to be unsaved. You can be saved. And if you're saved, you're a priest. And you can represent God to all the wonderful people that you know. And they're not going to like it, some of them. But do it anyway. Because when people see the light, they have to make a choice. They got to make a choice when they see light. When they hear the word of God, they got to make a choice. You're putting them in a corner. You're putting them in a position where they got to make a decision. What am I going to do with this knowledge? And some people will love you for it. Some people will hate you for it. But do it anyway. Because that's how you become a lifeline to somebody else. In order to understand your relationship with the Lord, David set a very good example of what it's like to have a living relationship with the Lord. Study the Psalms. See how David related with the Lord, how he learned from the Lord. When he wrote Psalm 23, this is the epitome of a strong relationship with the Lord. He said, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." Because in the presence of the Lord, you stop fearing evil. Because you learn perfect love. You start receiving his perfect love, and you start loving people perfectly. And perfect love casts out fear. And in his presence, you don't fear. That's why when I used to go in his presence, I wouldn't fear nothing. I felt strong. I felt edified, built up. And then when I would go back to my normal routine, I was back to normal. And I wanted to know, how in the world can I live like this? And I started asking the Lord to help me do that. And help me. I didn't like those dry periods where I wasn't learning things from God. I wanted to be able to learn all the time. I wanted to be able to walk with him and talk with him. And I had to believe him for it. I asked him for that. So in the meantime, I just studied the word and did the word. Thought on the scriptures until the Lord spoke. And it works. Now David did the same thing. When he was the king, when things went wrong and he noticed it, he'd ask the Lord why. And then the Lord would tell him exactly why a drought came. Or exactly because Saul broke covenant with the Gibeonites. And the Lord and David saw the problem and the drought went away. He did that many times. But most people, they let their problems linger. Don't let your problems linger. There's a reason they came. And you can easily solve your problems. If you have a hard time finding a good job, ask the Lord why. And watch. He's going to answer you. And he's going to help you solve the problem. Now, if you live the light of God, I said earlier that some people are going to love it, some people are going to hate it. Because people choose what they're going to do. If their heart is set to the world, they don't like more light. If they are attracted to the light, they're also attracted to God. And you can't go by what people say and do. Some people, just like when you go in the presence of the Lord, you're going to notice things about yourself you don't like, because he's the Spirit of Truth. And you're going to back up like Peter did. Get away from me, Lord. I'm a sinful man. But you're going to come back because you're truly attracted to the light. Now, people do the same thing. So if you're going to do these things, you got to be very patient with people. You got to love them no matter what they do or what they say. Sometimes the people who speak the most spiteful words to you, they really have a heart that wants God. But they're in conflict because they're seeing things in themselves they don't like. And that's kind of painful. So they might lash out at you. But just stay the course. Your boss may try to get on your nerves. Stay the course. When they get saved, you'll have a new friend. And God will have a new child. That's the prize. Because once a man is reunited with God, they might be just like Paul. Do you know Paul used to throw Christians in jail? He was under the influence of Satan, but he didn't know it. He didn't see it that way. But when Jesus knocked him off his horse, he got saved, and he went all in and all out. He went all in, and he did the great works of God. He went out in the world, and he did God honor. He loved people. Everywhere he went, he boldly did what God wanted him to do. Just like he was bold in the world under deception, he was bold in the light. He wasn't a Christian coward. And people who love God the most do the greater works. That's just the way it is. Remember, God loves you. He cares about all aspects of your life. And he's here to help you and give you understanding. You don't have to continue in dead mistakes. And your life can truly become greater and better. And then he'll go back and show you how the enemy set the traps a long time ago. And he'll show you how to help your, you know, people in the same situation. You'll know what to do. Learning of God has great rewards, but it takes some time. It takes effort on your part. But it makes your life better. It's not just a dead-end sacrifice. It makes your life much better and much greater. Because God loves us and he cares about all parts of your life. Now, in earlier broadcasts, we talked about how people, they choose ministries based on what they want the most. If they don't really want to grow, they find a church that really don't want to grow. If they don't like to give, they find a church that don't talk about giving too much. That's just the way people are. But if you do the things that the word say, and if you're trying to do God's will, and you go to a church that's doing the same thing, you're on one accord, and it's easier and safer to grow. I'd rather be at a place where people are trying to grow and they're making progress. Because when I need help, I hear the things that I need. And then when they need help, the Holy Spirit will help me say what they can receive. And we all get stronger. And that's what you want. That's what I desire. Yeah, see, as we follow God's lead, all forms of healing happens. As we follow him, get to know him, draw near to him, you're doing what others won't do, or many won't do. But you're going to have results that they don't have either. And you don't have to be in the dark about anything. The Lord cares about us. He loves us truly. And he wants out, he's for our betterment. He will not leave you in the dark about things that you need to know about. It's important to include him in your major decisions. Do what's in your heart, but pray and acknowledge him and ask him before you make that big jump. And if it's good for you, you'll feel that The Holy Spirit relates to your spirit. It'll feel like a green light. But if there's a caution or a red light, then just wait. Don't jump into it so fast. And ask the Lord for his wisdom and his counsel. Now, when he counsels you, he's going to show you things so that you can have knowledge and understanding. Understanding is knowing things in their right relationship. This requires patience on your part. You're gonna have to trust him. You're gonna have to put all your trust in his words. You're gonna have to see his words as your safety net. You're gonna have to see his words as your rescue. His words are not your enemy, even if it's not to your favor at the time. And even if it's what you wanted to do and he's telling you, he's guiding you to do it, this is an open door, do it. You're still going to have to trust his word as your rescue. Now, I'm going to tell you this also. When it's something good for you, the enemy is going to challenge you. When it's something not good for you, the enemy is going to try to push you, and the Lord's going to warn you. So there's the resistance that you get from doing something good comes from Satan. And the warning you get when there's danger, that's from the Lord. Satan is not trying to help you. He's trying to crush you. And we need to understand that we have an enemy out there. He's alive and he's nuts. He's trying to tear down everything you're trying to build up. He's trying to gain a foothold in your life. Don't let him do it. You have the authority. God didn't give him authority. God only gave you authority. And Satan was stripped of his authority. He's outside the kingdom of God, trying to interfere with the kingdom of God. And you're endeavoring to know God, and you don't need deception in your life. And I love the living will of God. God is good, folks. His ways are tremendous. The things you'll learn that you're going to be excited about, the peace that you're going to have, the hope that you're going to have. You know that you won't be afraid to die because you know where you're going. You're going to be in his presence forever. But you can be in his presence now. And this is really where you need to be in his presence, because all forms of healing take place. And whatever you lack, whatever you didn't get from your first authority figures, whatever you didn't get from the neighborhood you came from, you can get in him. If your father was not in your life,